All right. Welcome. First of all, for the record, good job with lunch, folks. Hats off to the chefs.
Yeah.
We're going to deviate from the agenda for just a minute, and this won't take too long. As it was mentioned, or maybe it wasn't mentioned earlier, there are, at the end of the year, going to be two openings on the board. Applications were probably due, I think, sometime in October, and the governor will be reviewing the applications and making his determination here in the next few weeks. Daryl and Nancy are transitioning off the board. Nancy's been on the board since 1892. I'm kidding.
Close. I think it was 93.
Yeah, 2003, she was filling the unexpired term of, I think it was Mia Sands or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Daryl has been on the board since, what, 2006?
Yeah. The first meeting was February of
2006. And per state statute, they are termed out. So, guys, on behalf of the current body, i.e. Julie, myself, and Mike, we want to thank you for your service, your dedication, your loyalty, serving on the board. And as gratitude, I think Pearl has something for you.
I do. First of all, you have my heartfelt thanks. It's been great working with both of you. I'm not entirely sure how we'll continue on with the two of you gone, but
we
will manage one way or another. In case you didn't get enough to eat, at lunch, we have a special cookie for each of you. Daryl, yours says, thank you, Daryl Walla.
Oh, thank you.
In frosting. And then one, yours is red and blue.
Oh,
and
wow.
Nancy, yours is primarily red with a little blue. And it says, thank you, Nancy Altman. And here you go.
Oh,
one
my
cookie.
Gosh.
That's
wow.
One cookie.
That's cool.
And then we also have, to help celebrate, the, not that we celebrate your leaving, but we are not, but to thank you for all the terrific work that you've done over all these years. We have cookies, much smaller than what they got, but for everyone to help yourself, Nancy Floral, I think, is going around and passing them to folks. So let's all give our huge thanks to Nancy Altman and Daryl Walla.
Thanks. Good job, guys.
Chair, may I just briefly?
Okay, I'll come back. We have
yeah, brief.
I'm not a speech maker, but I truly appreciate the chance and the opportunity. To me, this was a great privilege to be on this board. Back when I was starting, there wasn't even a rehabilitation center in Nebraska, and I didn't know about things that I might should be able to do. Had a counselor talk me out of being a teacher. Maybe that was a good thing, I don't know. If I had been a good teacher or not, maybe I would have been, but I didn't have the opportunity because they said, well, maybe you should go into piano tuning. I didn't do that, nothing wrong with piano tuning, but that just didn't seem like me, particularly. So I really, truly appreciate the fact. And one more little story, I was telling Karen Anderson this. I have my brother, Dorn, another good reason why we have the commission. He worked at a factory, very hard worker. When he left, it took two people to replace him, and I'm not exaggerating. Two people replaced him. But he left, and the reason he left is extremely important. They came to him with what they said was good news, that his job, they were going to give him a raise, 2 cents. And you know why they were going to give him a 2 cents raise? Because there was a minimum wage law in place, and he needed to be moved up 2 cents, or they would have been in violation. That was the day that he quit. Which was a very good thing. He went on to things that were more important to him. But I'm just saying there are places like the commission where they can go, which Dorn did end up going there eventually, which was a very good thing for him. But I'm just saying you know, if you want to realize how important the commission is, look back in your history. There are some terrible things that happened to white people along the way, humiliation things. So keep that in mind and appreciate the commission and tell people about it. That would be the most important thing. So thank you for the privilege and honor of being on the board.
Good job. Hold on. We're not in public comment. Daryl?
Just, again, I think I said what I got into earlier. It's been a pleasure. On a lighter note, I'll miss the rides with Dan Bird and Jim insisting on me listen to 70s music. I'm so sick of it. Thank you. No, it's been fun.
Okay. Good job. All right, moving on.
Oh.
Kendra, go ahead. Make it quick.
Nancy, when did you start?
With the commission board?
Yes.
2003 May. I was given the chance to start on the board. I signed up clear in the early part of the year, as I recall, but 2 days before the very first meeting, the governor appointed me.
When was the year of the incident that you talked about where it got a 2 cent raise? Thanks.
That was my brother Dorm, and that was back in the early 70s. No,
thank you.
No. Take that back, late 60s.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, guys, you will be missed. Trust me, you will be missed. Moving on with the agenda, unless discuss and act on the use of an organizational development specialist.
Yes.
Folks, we heard the proposal this morning up here on the board. I'm sure all have read it. Daryl, I know you were brought up into the loop because of your email situation. So,
folks, good presentation this morning.
I thought so. So we have a decision to make, folks. What's the pleasure of the house?
I think Mike.
No. I think some of us are aware of it. I think there was a few more details than, you know, that we've talked to Dr. Stelter about for this process that she didn't go over today, but about how things would actually occur instead of just what she has planned, but I mean actually how they might be executed and so on. We had some lengthy discussions about those types of things, and those are things that if we decide to move forward with this, would continue to discuss with her as we prepare to move forward. But
so the question becomes, do we want to move forward?
I would make a motion that we accept Dr. Stelter's proposal and work towards getting a contract signed with her for her services as she's outlined in her proposal.
I would be happy to second that.
Right, and that the Board of Commissioners would be the ones employing her.
Right. I think that's, yeah. And Daryl, you're fine with that as an amendment to
yes,
your?
Yes, absolutely. Second.
Okay.
Does anybody up here at the head table want to discuss?
I think this will be something that this current commission will leave as a legacy. I think it'll be something very worthwhile.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Not at this time.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, Julie?
No.
Okay. Pearl? Kathy?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Okay.
All right. The motion's been made that we retain the services of, that we enter into a contract with Dr. Stelter.
Stelter.
Yeah. The good doctor.
Oh, is it okay.
And that we begin the process of making things work. So we've heard the motion. It's been seconded. We'll take a vote. I'll start on the other end. Nancy?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
That makes five.
Okay.
That was a quick 20 minutes,
Mr.
folks.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, ma'am.
She left a small stack of her business cards that I'll hand to Daryl to pass along. You're welcome to take those, and then if anybody in the audience wants one, we do have extras if you're interested.
Okay. I got a business card. Do you want to? Yep. Next 20-minute agenda item is the discussing and acting on the executive director evaluation tool. Paulette, Daryl, and I worked on this. It was tweaked. Nancy, thank you for your grammatical corrections.
You're welcome.
We always need people to make sure things are punctuated properly. The board has been copied on it. Again, Daryl was brought up to date because of his email issues. I did, Paulette, just as an FYI, send Pearl the entire evaluation, including those questions. The proposal as is being recommended by the body, and Julie helped me out, it's a three-part proposal, or three-part process. In the evaluation tool that was conceptualized, one of the processes would be to have the board of commissioners or those on the board that are able to attend interact with state staff at state staff meeting to get their take on things, situation, the agency, and the executive director, and so on and so forth. Second part of that process would be to formulate questions and have the executive director address those questions. The current thought process by the board up here is to shoot her those questions, the executive director those questions in advance, give us time to think about it, and then review them with her at the evaluation, thinking that, you know, some of those questions may lead to other questions. And the third part of that process, Julie, I forget what that...
Collection of all of the documentation throughout the year, like the state plan, the action plan, which would kind of be specifics of more in-depth explanation of the different pieces that we already do, but kind of how those are the action plan. I don't know how to explain that any clearer. And other, like the budget and all of those
statistics,
the stuff that we are reviewing anyway, it would just be a more formalized approach. I see the evaluation. We already do, I mean, we have conversations with Pearl. Pearl answers all our questions whenever we have those questions. I talk to staff, and I know others have, and so I kind of see this evaluation tool as an organized, logical approach to what we've been doing, but just putting it all together in a more seamless, less guesswork approach, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you have hard and fast data because you've got
information
you can actually look at it.
You have any thoughts, Pearl?
I was going to add that it certainly is more systematic than anything that we've done before.
I think there was a lot of misunderstanding or about the exact process that was used in the past that because it wasn't written down, formalized, what might all be being taken into consideration. and so this definitely formalizes that process.
Yes.
And makes it very clear what is being looked at. And from an employee standpoint, I think that's only fair to you so that you know what you are being evaluated on.
Yes.
And I also feel that I think we really do need to get back to the chair or the board in total doing a more concise, the board set this goal, the executive director set this goal, and this is how that has been completed. So that can be part of the record, because I think that's part of the misunderstanding. We took it for granted that, okay, Pearl's done all these things, and yes, Pearl did all these things, but there was no logical paperwork on it, and I think that needs to come from the board. I think that's really important to get back to. I know that originally the chairperson, after our evaluation, did that kind of thing, and I really do think that that's it's an important thing to get back to.
I think that's the action plan, which specifically lays out how the it's the year plan. You know,
that's
what's
correct,
yeah, what's gonna. I hate to say goals, but that's really what it is. You know, it's how the different because okay, in our state plan, it says things like we're going to have this employment workshop, or we're going to have this wages program for teens, but it doesn't say how many clients do we want in those programs? Is that going to be more, you know, than we've had before? Are we going to focus on self-employment, or are we going to focus on preparation for employment? You know, what are we doing in that workshop, which has not been something that's covered? It's too much details for this state plan. That's already an incredibly huge document. I can't imagine putting all that. That doesn't make sense. So I see the action plan is really something we can look at. Not to say, you know, if the goal was to have 40 clients attend the employment program or the employment workshop, and, you know, we were short a couple, well then, I think we need to look at it as a whole.
Right.
You know, and that's, this is much broader. It encompasses so many more documents, a very systematic approach with Pearl. I feel a lot more comfortable with it. It's not haphazard, kind of like it's felt before. One thing I did want to bring up, though, I think we need to develop a job description. That's one item that's one of those documents that we're to review, you know, in that bundle of documents to kind of compare, okay, these are the job duties. Is that what the executive director did? And to the best of my knowledge, I have not seen a job description. But, and if there is one, it would be old because you've been there for a long time. Yeah, so I think, you know, maybe that's a piece. But I don't see any reason that we can't develop that pretty quickly. I mean, I don't think that's any kind of, that's not rocket science. You know, it's just putting it down on paper. So I like the evaluation tool as it is.
I'd say, you know, and I looked through in August when Paulette sent us some of this information, and, you know, I haven't seen the corrected version, but I really liked the components of it, and it kind of stands the test of time. Granted, you never know what the federal and state governments, you know, requirements will be down the road, but, you know, that can always be amended or worked on, and but this gets us a good direction to start with.
Yeah.
Well, I think this will be flexible because reviewing, like, the state plans and, you know, information from RSA is included. So if they change their guidelines, it doesn't need to change our evaluation
tool. That's a good point.
It just means that is the executive director complying with laws and following through, you know, with the requirements.
And Julie, this is Paulette. To clarify on that, RSA says very little on how the board is to evaluate the executive director. The Rehab Act is very flexible on that.
Well,
there's only one paragraph in it that says how you are to evaluate any of the staff.
But we have state laws, though, that are more specific. And that's something, my understanding is that because the executive director, is it an exempted, is that how they refer to it? It doesn't go under the labor contract.
Well, actually, the term exempt applies to supervisory and management staff who are exempt from the labor contract.
Okay. But it's more.
But this is even one step removed. It's at the pleasure of the board.
Okay. So my understanding, though, is that whatever the board, however we choose, according to state law, however we choose to evaluate Pearl is acceptable. I mean, as long as it isn't prejudicial or, you know, violates other equal opportunity laws, that we can do that and we don't have to use, like, the state of Nebraska personnel. We don't fall under that.
That is correct.
Yeah. So
the only other comment I'd make is that, you know, I like the direction that we're going. I think this does a lot of good things for the process. And I think we might have comments after we've gone through it once or twice. we might come back and say, hey, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Or we might come back with just one or two tweaks that, you know, once we've been through the process once or twice, that an adjustment here needs to be made. But that's probably true with anything.
Right.
And so if Jim were in the room, I would make the motion that we adopt it, which I guess I could. We just might want to wait to vote until he gets back.
I have a couple of thoughts, maybe.
Sure.
Should I go ahead and the document itself could use some revision. For example, the first part talks about timing, and starts out with most governmental entities. It's coordinated in a cycle that's with the budget, and the cycle may vary depending on the agency's fiscal budget. Though that's more general introductory, and I would suggest we would just change it because we do have a specific budget cycle. We do have it. It's the timing is in of when the evaluation is with the state. Pardon me, fiscal year. So that can be changed so it clearly states what is the case for this agency.
Yeah.
And there are a couple other places where it says if this, then that. But so you can revise it to specifically, you know, fit this agency and this commission board.
I think that we would be still all right adopting it today, and we can make a grammatical change.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Those
we're not changing the substance of the document.
Right.
Can I, Pearl, can I ask a question? I know that it's up to you whether we do this in a public setting or in private, which has been a question in the past.
Right.
One way and then the other way, and now back in a totally different way.
Right.
So what, do you really have a preference as to which way we do that?
I think that the person in the position has the right at the time to say which they prefer.
Okay.
I do think, in general, having the discussion in a private session is more appropriate. The board can perhaps be more frank. So can the person being evaluated. Not there's big secrets or anything, but rather just maybe some of the in-depth, if there are in-depth issues that need to be discussed, that could happen more easily in the private setting. But I do, that said, I still think that the person in the position at the time of the evaluation, that's when you have to ask them that.
Okay. Exactly.
So,
this is Paulette. Can I, because we did talk about that at the last meeting, a lot of the internal,
Paulette, excuse me.
Yeah, we need to keep on schedule and with what we're doing. I agree with Pearl that it really is a choice that is the executive directors to make, and we can have our preferences. I mean, I have my preferences about a lot of things, but ultimately it's not my decision to make. So, you know, I think we really need to respect that's the way that the state of Nebraska handles it, and it's Pearl's decision to make. And I think we just need to respect that.
So because I just come in from you would prefer it be done in
She said it's to be made, a decision to be made at the time of the evaluation.
Yeah.
Not to be made now or, you know, whatever. She can make that choice anytime.
And it can be different 1 year to the next.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yep.
And she did say the the ability to, you know, both people in everybody in the meeting, if it's an executive session, you know, like, you know, have opportunities to be a little more frank.
Right. No, I got it in that point.
Oh, you got that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So since Jim's back in the room, I'd do a motion if you want me to.
One more item to really quickly. Time frame. What are people, because we typically do the evaluation process, well, the final culmination of the evaluation process occurs in May. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at 6 months out. Do we want to use, if we approve this, are we thinking of using this solely? Are we using this plus what we've done so we have a transition? Are we holding this off for the next evaluation cycle and using what we've been doing? What are the thoughts about that?
I was under the impression we were going to definitely adopt something other than the, you know.
Well, we haven't voted on it yet.
But we were going to try to adopt something before this term was out so that, you know, people going into the new year, people could have something to work with.
This is Pearl.
Yes.
My thinking is, first, I don't think anybody will be really upset to not get to fill out the survey this next year. I also think that when you, whatever you decide about the process, that mm-hmm. you, the board, should write up a message to all staff, and it would go to consumers too, that would include the full document so everybody knows how it's going to be done and what the process is, and then at the same time let everybody know, and again this is the staff and the public, you want to hear from people. You know, it's not a survey, but anytime, and we've always had this throughout the year, people can contact the board directly. They can do, you know, there's a lot of mechanisms that we have for input. So you can let people know we're going to switch to a process if you decide that. But please know, part of the whole process is we do want to hear from whoever.
Mm-hmm. As far as the survey that's been used in the past, I believe that the discussion has been that we would still do a survey, but we would remove, at least everything I've seen discussed, is that we would remove the first portion of it, which was question and answers about the position of the executive director. So the last portion of it, that which was more of a what I think I would call a climate survey,
yes,
would remain.
Okay.
And that was my proposal or mm-hmm. suggestion. And I like survey. I really like to read statistics and surveys and things. And so that's where that's coming from. The more I think about it, I mean, there's so much resistance to surveys. And I'm thinking that perhaps working through the process with Dr. Stelter and mm-hmm. not doing the survey, mm-hmm. the staff survey, and then kind of working through the process with her, perhaps the staff can suggest a better way. You know,
yes.
How would they like mm-hmm. to communicate mm-hmm. with us?
Yes.
Maybe we just need to make that a part of that and not say, we want you to communicate with us through the survey. Because if there's something else, there's better for them.
I think the survey can be impersonal. It's like we fill out the same questions every year, and it's impersonal. We never get to intermingle with mm-hmm. the board. Mm-hmm. I really do think the part about the board being a part of this, the staff meeting, and I know that means taking time away from your jobs and so forth, but I really do think that intermingling gives them more face-to-face value, which is it's easier for me to do that, so I'm thinking that's the way it is for most people.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree, though, Nancy. I think it's a function of personality, because I would be a lot more comfortable having a private one-on-one conversation with somebody or filling out a survey than I would sitting in a big group and speaking out.
No, I don't necessarily mean speaking out in a big group. I mean intermingling with the staff
right.
as you go through the 2 days and a half or 2 days, whatever it is, the half a day and the whole day and the half a day. I mean, you know, as you come across people, or if somebody really wants to talk to you as the chair, or Jim as the ACB, or Mike as the NFB person, really wants to talk to you individually, I would more be inclined to do that rather than writing an email or whatever,
well, yeah, you're
stating
right.
it on a survey. I don't mean... the board sitting up here and the staff sitting, I don't think that works. I do think the intermingling with the staff and making a point to talk to the new people at the staff meeting. I know we do phone calls with the new staff, but I still think that's kind of like an interview type situation. You know, a one-on-one, like you were saying, but as a part of the group. So anybody can come up and talk to you, or you can go to anybody that you need to.
I do think that I guess two thoughts here. I agree with what's been said here partially, that the process that we're entering into with Dr. Stelter, I'm going to get it right.
I do apologize.
The process we're entering into with her could easily serve as a replacement for that this year. And that we can make a determination later on through, based on information gleaned from that process or in comments from the staff, how we approach it in future years. So this year, you know, we could definitely just skip that survey process altogether. The other thought that I had was that just from a time frame, so we keep moving here, I'd like to hear what you guys think about this too, is when to start this. And I'm almost thinking that we need to start this for, have this process be for the starting July 1, 2014.
I agree.
Because we're halfway through her evaluation period or her this year already. Mm-hmm. There is a few things left to do with this, writing the job description, so on. And I think we got 95% of it done here, but there's still a few pieces left, so I think we should get those in place and be ready to go July 1, 2014.
I agree.
That makes a lot of sense.
No.
The process wouldn't start then, but the year that we're using the evaluation for
right.
is starting July 1, 2014.
And so what you're saying is use Nancy's piece for this year.
There hasn't been a formal structure in the past.
Right.
So use each board member, as has been done in the past, is going to have to collect their own data.
Okay.
They're going to have to use their own judgment. They're going to have to ask questions of you know, as they interact with staff members, if they want to glean information that way. They're going to have to look at statistics on their own.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to get the information the same way that they have, minus the survey.
Okay. So, assuming since I'm back, you want to put that in a motion?
If we're ready for that.
Are we ready for that, folks? You want to discuss further? Or?
Madam Chairperson.
What's the...
Any good. More discussion?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Then I would make a motion that we go ahead and adopt the new tool, with evaluation tool, and have it be effective July 1, 2014. I guess that's the motion. I mean, we don't need to say anything. As far as adopting the tool, we don't need to say how we're going to do our evaluation this year, since we're stating it for it'll take effect July 1.
Second.
Nancy had a question.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, we've all decided that it does need some tweaks. I think that needs to be part of the motion because, we do need to do the job description. I'm with everybody on that one. And I, you know, some of the other things that Pearl mentioned about it being specific to the commission, because that was one of the things that I had in mind too, was when I was changing organization to agency and that kind of thing, was because it needs to be specific to the commission, because we only, the only person this is going to deal with is our executive director.
You're absolutely right. I'll amend my, we were just speaking of that a little bit ago, that we could adopt this, I think, without, and still make some the grammatical changes and stuff that you're referring to, even after adopting this, but we do need to make sure we include getting the job description written in there.
That's fine.
You're absolutely right. So I will amend my motion to be that we adopt the tool, the evaluation tool that has been developed, that will take effect July 1, 2014, and in the meantime we will continue to continue to work so that we develop a job description to use in association with the evaluation tool. What, Julie?
Is it an action plan?
And an action plan.
Okay. Motion, and Daryl, I assume that's a friendly amendment.
Oh, so what are we going to do?
No, I'm just asking. You
second. Oh, yeah,
you
second. Yeah,
all right.
I'm second.
Okay. All right. And any further discussion from the body? All right, let's go ahead and vote. Nancy?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Daryl?
Yes.
And I make 5.
Okay.
All right, Paulette, I want to thank you for your help on that, because I can guarantee you, as you know, Daryl and I have a little bit of knowledge, but not clearly the knowledge that you have to put this thing together.
Go. Yeah, this is Pearl. I would also like to commend Paulette Monkey and Jim Urock and Daryl Walla for their work on this. I think it really will help in future years and be a good system, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Wonderful.
And if you need help as you move forward with stuff, let me know.
Trust me, I know how to get a hold of you. Phone and email both.
All right.
Okay. Do we need anything else on this?
No.
Nope. Now we're on the new business.
New business.
You take it over, or you want me to continue? It's up to you.
Oh, topics and meeting locations.
Yeah, next thing is on the agenda is topics, dates and topics for new meeting, for next year. It was suggested that a lot of the deciding dates back and forth and focus topics could probably be done among the body and, you know, present recommendations here, which I took the liberty of initiating that conversation last Sunday by email. I didn't get a whole lot of feat or resistance to some of the things that were suggested. So, if I remember correctly...
I have them in front of me.
I will have Mike read what's being proposed.
Okay. Now, we did have one discussion about the October-November meeting.
Right, yeah,
and,
right.
And I know Julie and I spoke up, so...
That's fine.
Okay. So, the dates would be Saturday, February 1st in Lincoln, Saturday, May 3rd in Kearney. What was being proposed here was Saturday, August 2nd in Ogallala, and Saturday, November 1st in Omaha. Now, before I read the focus topics, I do have a question. I did, in email, throw out the idea about Ogallala, Norfolk versus Ogallala.
I'm fine with that.
And the reason behind that was because we don't have anybody at this time asking us to come to Ogallala. I like the idea of making sure that we keep ourselves available to our staff.
I'm fine with that.
And so that was the thought around Norfolk.
I have no problem with that. That's
I like the idea.
Anybody else?
Yeah, it sounds like a winner.
Lincoln, okay. Kearney, Norfolk, Omaha?
That's correct. What's being recommended.
Okay. Pretty good.
I think that sounds really good, mm-hmm. too.
Okay. So the focus topics associated with those dates and locations are that are being proposed is February in Lincoln was low vision training/services. Our May meeting has always been, the focus topic has always been Dr. Van Zandt's evaluation. August 2nd in Norfolk would be the collaboration process between civic/consumer organizations to further advance independent living and employment of the blind Nebraskans. Oh. And then Saturday, November 1st. We talked about this also. I think there is a proposed here, but I think we said that this might be up for discussion later. What was being proposed was deafblind services, which is something we've talked about in recent months. And I think some of us were referring back to that we might want to change that one.
Jim said it was like in 2010.
Yes, yeah.
2010.
It was actually here in Omaha, as I recall.
I like Julie's proposal better.
My suggestion was to talk about how the agency works with clients that use guide dogs.
Oh, that's right. That's
oh,
right.
Wow.
Okay. So that would so we will change that as the
if
suggestion.
If that's something that people want to explore.
Yeah.
It was just a thought.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. That is fine with me.
So we're looking at the first Saturdays, February, May, August, November.
Yep. Right. So February 1 in Lincoln, low vision training and services. May 3rd in Kearney, Dr. Van Zandt's evaluation. August 2nd in Norfolk, collaboration process between consumer organizations and the commission. And then November 1st in Omaha, and that'd be guide dogs. And how in working with the commission and
do those topics work for those locations, Pearl, or is there should we do you think or is it
yeah I think they should work pretty well. All of those topics are things that we kind of address on a statewide basis, and we could certainly speak to them. I think so.
Okay.
So we don't. We just need decide unanimous consent. Is that correct?
Unless you wanted to switch and have the guide dog discussion in Norfolk and the collaboration with civil and consumer organizations be in Omaha, since Omaha there's a strong presence
of course, both that makes sense, and
other organizations.
Oh. That's a good point.
So that might be.
All right. Well, that's point. That. Yeah, we can deal with that.
Yep. Very good point.
I have no problem. That's fine.
Really good.
Okay. Okay. So do I need to make a motion for this?
I don't think it's unanimous.
A formal thing.
No. Okay. Just so we have that correct in the minutes for Kathy, because I know I've read through that 5 times.
This will be number 6.
Okay.
She's sharp.
Okay. So
she's got.
Yeah.
It.
She'll have to fast forward.
Okay.
Okay. So we are. Any other topics on that, folks? Any discussion?
Okay. Nope.
Next item on the agenda, I think, is public comment. Mm-hmm. So, public, you want to comment? It's your last opportunity.
I have the microphone here.
State your name and we'll...
Mark.
All right, Mark. Anybody else? Paulette, you want to say something earlier?
Almost.
That's all right.
Okay, first of all, I want to say good board meeting today. Thank you. Daryl and Nancy get set to leave the board, I just want to express my personal appreciation. A lot of consumers are unable to represent themselves or come to the board meetings, but I feel like Daryl and Nancy has represented the consumers well. I want to say thank you.
You're welcome.
Anybody else, folks? We got gobs of time. I didn't hear a name, so. Anybody else?
All right.
So do I. Anyway, anybody else going once? Commissioners, anybody?
Thank you, everybody.
All right, moving on. Since there's no takers, final announcements. Anybody want to make any announcements besides go to Nebraska? Nope. All right, if not, then folks, we are done. Thanks for coming.
Wow.
Put him on the bit page while I get